Blog Talk Radio.
Fill me.
Good afternoon, and God bless you. Thank you so much for pausing in your afternoon to come and sit around the Pioneers table with us once again. It's Friday, amen, and we're getting ready to go into our weekend, getting ready to celebrate Mother's Day, getting ready to just have a good time in the Lord, amen. We're thanking God right now for life, health, and strength. We thank him, amen, for allowing us to come together one more time, amen. Somebody did not wake up on this morning, amen, and somebody is unable to have the movement in their bodies, amen. They're unable to do the things that most of us freely do, amen, without even giving it a second thought or opportunity, amen. And we bless God, amen, even for the small things, amen, that take place in our life. We thank God, amen, for life, health, and strength. We thank him for promise. We thank him for destiny. And above all, we thank him for his son, Jesus Christ, amen, that through and by him, amen, we are redeemed, amen, and we freely, amen, have grace abounding in and with us, amen. I want to take a moment to congratulate all of the graduates, amen, that are graduating from college, amen, on this weekend, amen, in the state of North Carolina and worldwide. And we salute you on today. We're proud of you, amen. We pray that you will continue on and that God will bless you in every endeavor, amen. We speak the blessings of God over your life right now, amen. We thank him for every door that is opening up on your behalf, amen, and that you will just be the greatest thing that you can be, that you will be excellent, and that you will continue to acknowledge God in all that you do, amen. God bless you, Pioneers Table. Thank you so much, amen, for coming, amen, sparing your time and pausing in the afternoon to come, amen, and hear what the word of the Lord is speaking unto his people on this afternoon, amen. I had a topic today of For Your Glory, amen. You know, we sing that song, you know, For Your Glory, I Will Do Anything, amen. And that song, I remember the first time I heard it, I was in a desperate place in my life. Amen. I was in a place where nothing was going right. I was, if there was a such thing as ground zero, I was under that. Amen. And I heard that song being sang under the anointing, and it just really hit me that, you know what? We complain too much. We murmur and we complain about too many things that have no relevance to our destiny and to our promise. Amen, and to the place that God is trying to take us, amen. We don't take the time to realize that God has his hand in everything, amen, and that nothing takes him by surprise. He knows the beginning from the end, and he's with us in the journey along the way, amen. And it was when I was listening to that song, and I was really listening to the words. It's like, for your glory, I will do anything, you know, just to see you, you know, to behold you as my king. Amen. And, you know, and we sing that because it has a, you know, it has a nice melody to it, and it's what we want to say at that present moment. Amen. Not realizing that as we sing that song, we are making a declaration unto God that, look, we are willing to do whatever it takes. We're willing to go through whatever we need to go through just to see you, just to obtain, amen, an audience with you, just to behold you as King. God, we are willing to do anything. And then things begin to happen, things that we call life circumstances. Things begin to take place. You know, your money might get funny, or, you know, bills will draw due, or, you know, might have an infirmity or sickness in your body, or you might find out somebody's talking about you, or, you know, any old regular thing that we deal with on an everyday basis. Those are the things that discourage us, that those are things that we say that we will willingly do and go through, amen, just to behold the Lord God as our King. And the moment that we begin to go through those things, we begin to murmur and complain. We all of a sudden, now we have tens of thousands of haters. Now all of a sudden nobody wants to push us into the place that God is calling us to. And we have all these negative things that's going on, and we have forgotten about the fact that we just sang a song that for your glory I will do anything. Amen. And I say that to say is that the Bible tells us, amen, in Luke chapter 9, down at verse 62, and it says that, and Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Amen. We have to finish what we start, no matter how tired we get along the way, no matter what the infirmity is in our body, no matter what it is that people are saying, no matter what comes to hinder you, God is still expecting us to endure our fight as good warriors and to complete the race. Amen. He's not looking for us to turn back now that we're halfway out in the middle of the ocean, amen, and the storms of life begin to rage, and we want to turn, amen, and go back to a safe place where there's nobody talking about us, where there's no death, there's no sickness, there's no disease, there's no bills. We'll go back and hibernate in our caves because that's a safe place for us, and we don't have to worry about anything bad happening to us because really, what is taking place in the body of Christ is that we associate every bad thing to the enemy is attacking us. Amen. And we believe that because we have a relationship with Jesus Christ or because we are saved, that we're not supposed to go through anything. Well, let me give you some clarity for those of you that are sitting around the Pioneer's table. At the very moment that you acknowledge Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, at the very moment that you receive the promise, amen, over your life, at the very moment that you receive the word that God is speaking into your ear gates, you should expect turmoil, not the enemy, but you should expect turmoil to make its way to you. Amen. I heard Bishop Jakes ministering the other morning about the promises of God. God does not make us promises for things that are evident. The reason that he makes us promises is because there will come a time in our life, amen, that we're going to wake up one morning and we're going to go through some things, and it's going to feel like the promise is not coming to pass. It's going to feel like the promise is of no effect. Amen, and that it was just another empty word. So therefore, Jesus, he promised us, which means he's saying that my word is good, that no matter what is taking place in your life right now, the word that I have given you is good. Amen, and my grace, it is sufficient. Amen, and what you're going through, it is for the glory of God. Amen, lest the enemy comes, amen, to try and test us and throw distractions and stumbling blocks in our way. Amen, but I hear the voice of the Lord. He's saying that my grace, it is sufficient, and he has promised to be with us. He has promised to carry us through. He has promised never to leave us nor to forsake us. He has made us a promise. Amen. And he has never lied. His track record is good with me. Amen. I don't know about you, but everything that he's promised me, amen, he has made good on it. Amen. And so as I began to grow in God, I began to realize that every day is not going to be dancing through a field of daffodils. Every day is not going to be something easy. Every day is not going to be what I would consider one of my 18 days. Amen. Even right now, amen, I don't feel like doing what I'm doing, but because God made me a promise, I made him one too. Amen. I gave God my word that I would become more consistent in this season, that no matter what comes my way, God, my life is in your hands and I am trusting you. And at the moment that I made that declaration, an infirmity hit my body. I began to lose my voice. Amen. My throat began to swell. Amen. And all I wanted to do was lay in the bed. Amen. But God promised me that his grace is sufficient. Amen. And I take that promise and I operate in the thing that he has called me to do. And I simply refuse to stop just because I've gotten out into the middle of the ocean and now the storms of life begin to rage. The storms are doing what they are supposed to do. The waves are supposed to be beating up against your ship right now. Amen. You're supposed to be feeling some type of way right now, but you know what else you're supposed to do? You're supposed to know that your feelings are not valid. Amen. Your feelings are predicated upon what you go through on a daily basis. That's why your faith has to be anchored in the Lord. Amen. And you have to have a made-up mind that no matter what I go through, no matter what the test, I'm not going to go back into the mess that God just brought me out of. I'm not going back into the cave because now I have experienced light and darkness has no place in me, and I have to keep going in the name of Jesus. Amen. And he promised me, amen, that greater awaits me. Amen. The thing that is behind me, it is behind me and it is behind you for a reason. And our obligation is to stay free. I believe it's Galatians in chapter 5 that says, you know, do not return to the things, amen. Do not return to the yoke of bondage that God has set you free from. If God set you free and if it was such a turmoil and if it was such a press for you, why would you turn back and go into the thing that God, amen, set you free from? Amen. And we want to give all this credit and weight to the enemy when in fact the enemy doesn't have to do anything. Amen. He doesn't even take the time to come up with something new. One, he doesn't have the ability to create anything new. And two, he knows that it doesn't take all of that for most of us. All he has to do is send, amen, a bill to throw us off key, or, you know, send a cold or the flu, amen, to send us off course, or to send, amen, a storm our way that will get our mind off of the promises that God has made us. But this is what I want you to remember, is that Jesus said that no man putting his hand to the plow and looketh back is fit for the kingdom of God, which means if you do not finish what you start, you are not fit for the kingdom of God. Amen. You are not fit to be used for his purpose and for his glory. So it would behoove you to just take the things that we go through, amen, and say, just to God be the glory. It might not feel good, but to God be the glory. Hallelujah. It might not look good, but it's still to God be the glory. I'm not looking to get cool points from man. I'm trying to live a life where God can get the glory out of my life. I want him to get the glory out of my praise. I want him to get the glory out of my circumstances. Is there anybody that wants God to get the glory out of your life, that you know that he is God no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like? You know what? I'm making up in my mind that I'm withholding nothing and I'm not looking back. I'm not going back into the thing that God set me free from. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to stay free. I think about, we watched the movies, amen, on slavery, and I think about the slaves that would run away, and, you know, the ones that would sit up all night, amen, you know, racking their brains out, trying to figure out a way of escape, amen. And Harriet Tubman comes to mind, where she ran the Underground Railroad, amen. And there was one part that really stuck out to me, is that while she was leading the people, there were some that got halfway and they began to be afraid. They had gotten fearful. And Harriet Tubman told them, says, look, if you go back, if you attempt to run or to go back, I'm going to have to kill you, because you going back puts everybody else in danger. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. And that's what I come to let you know on today, that if you turn to go back, you're putting those that are with you and in front of you, you're putting them in danger. Hallelujah, Jesus. You have to keep going no matter what the cost. You have to be willing to sacrifice something every day. It's not going to be peachy key every day. It's not going to be some day where you are worry-free and carefree. If you're living days consecutively where you're not going through anything, I'm going to need you to check your relationship with Jesus Christ, because nothing comes easy, and for the love of God, nothing is free. And as you mature in him, you will begin to know that at the promise of him, that's when the storms of life begin to attempt to rage, but the same God that made the promise, he's the same God that is on your ship right now. He's the same God that is arresting the wind and commanding it to obey, and he is declaring for peace. Hallelujah. Be still. The Lord is saying, do not become frustrated in this season. Just hold on, hallelujah, Jesus, to the promises that I have made you. He says that my word is good, and I'm going to see you through. Amen. He may not bring you out the way that you want to come out, but he's going to bring you through. And some of us, we are still in our training ground. Amen. And until we get the technique down pat, we will not exit. We're not ready for the graduation. Amen. To the next level. I remember in school, I'm just going to talk about me. I can't talk about nobody else, but I can talk about me. Amen. That I knew everything that the teacher taught as they taught it. Amen. I was able to process it. I was able to learn it. Amen. But by the time testing day came, I was not one of those students that had good test grades. I did not know how to test. I didn't know how to prepare for a test. I didn't know how to have time management during my test. I didn't know, amen, how to, you know, choose the best answer. I didn't know how to use the process of elimination, amen, and that ministered to me even now, amen. And for the first part, amen, of my walk with God, you know, I knew everything that he was testing me. You know, we all go through it. It sounds good in church, and it sounds good when we're at the altar, amen, and while the preacher is preaching and our hands are raised and we're in agreement, amen, with everything that is coming across the sacred desk, amen, and the moment that the test begins. Amen. So we do good in the classroom, amen. But when test day comes, we forget, amen. We don't have any test management skills, and we fail our test not because we were not knowledgeable of what we were going through, but because we did not know how to pass the test, proving that we were knowledgeable of the thing that we were being tested on. That's good right there. Somebody's going to catch that and break it down. Amen. You can have knowledge of a thing and not know how to go through the test, and you'll still fail. Amen. And failing in one area will cause you to fail in an area that you are well knowledgeable on. You will know all of the information, but because you cannot get it down, amen, from your mind into the test form, amen, we end up failing. Don't let that be your story, amen, not on today, amen. Remember that if you start it, you need to finish it, amen. You know, finish strong. Don't have to come in first, but just place, just come in, just cross the finish line so that God can see that, hey, I can trust him with the storm, or hey, I can trust her with the storm. I can trust them to endure. I can trust them to finish, amen. I can trust them to fight, that no matter how hard or harsh it may feel, I can trust them to do the thing that I've called them to do. Amen. And for everything that you go through, for everything that comes and causes you pain, for everything that comes and frustrates you or attempt to distract you, just remember that you're doing it to the glory of God. God, this is for your glory. Amen. This is for you. This is not for me. Amen. I get to benefit from it. Amen. But this is not for me. This is for you to get the glory out of my life. Amen. So if you have started walking with God, you need to finish with him. If you have started a business, you need to finish it. If you started writing a book, finish the book. Amen. If you started anything that you started, you need to finish. Amen. Because the men of God that God had, that Jesus was speaking to, that he was calling them, he was like, come on and follow me. Amen. It was like, okay, I'll follow you, Jesus, but, you know, let me go back, you know, and, you know, I got to tell, you know, my household what's going on, and I have to tell my family about it. Well, you know, Jesus said, you know what, to him, that's looking back, because when you give him that yes, that's that first step forward. Amen. You've taken the first step. into doing the thing and into starting something. Amen. That was your first step. Amen. So you owe people no explanation. You don't have to explain why you're running with diligence. You don't have to explain why you can't do the things that you used to do. Let your life speak for you. Amen. You don't have, amen, to put everything into words. Amen. But let your lifestyle, let your integrity, let your character, let it speak for you. Let it speak louder, amen, than any voice to a microphone. Amen. And people will begin to love and appreciate you, amen, for the things that you go through and the things that you complete. People do not respect you, amen, when you do not finish the thing that you start. Amen. And when you're going out to minister to somebody or to tell them how good God is, you need to have your own experience that you stuck with it from the beginning all the way to the end. Amen. Because God, he was with you in the beginning, and he will be with you even until the end. He promised us that. Amen. Listen, Pontius Tabor, I love you on this afternoon, and I look forward to speaking to your ear gates. Amen. Via radio wave on Monday afternoon at 12 o'clock noon. Amen. Be in prayer. Pray for me. Amen. Pray for the Pioneers Table. Amen. Pray for your loved ones. Pray for your neighbor. Amen. And finish everything that you start. Amen. I put my life, amen, there are certain elements of my life that I put on public display so that you can see, amen, and so that you can hear, amen, that every day is not peachy keen for me, but I am determined to do what God has called me to do by any means necessary. I have to finish what I start. Amen. And so I wouldn't require anything of you. I wouldn't minister anything to you. Amen. That I was not willing to go through and to do myself. God would not require it of me. Amen. Jesus would not require it of me. Amen. If he had not overcame it himself. So through him, we have the victory and we have the power to finish. And to finish strong. And I love you, Pioneer's Table. I want to wish every mother, every spiritual mother, every natural mother, amen, every mother figure, amen. I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day on this weekend. Amen. We at Myrtle Tree Ministries and the Pioneer's Table, we salute you for all of your efforts, amen. Raising children is not easy, amen. I was looking in the mirror just not too long ago, and I am able now to count the gray hairs that are in my head. Praise God. Amen. But not only can I count the gray hairs, I can count the victories. Amen. That all of my children, my natural children and my spiritual children, all the victories that they walk in. Amen. And that's what it's all about, knowing that we've done all that we can do as a mother, amen, to prepare them for where they are in their life now. Amen. And mothers, for those of you that are discouraged, amen, I do to think that, you know, that you failed, amen, as a mother just because, amen, the children didn't grow up and do the thing that we thought that they were going to do. No, it's not your fault. You're still winners, amen. We still nurture them, amen, as long as you anchor them in the word, amen. As long as you introduce them to Jesus Christ, amen, you are not a failure. Amen. They might go off for a little while, but they cannot go but so far because the word is going to bring them right back to square one. Amen. But I love my mother on today. Amen. My natural mother. Amen. And my spiritual mother. Amen. Apostle Tanya Hunter. I love her dearly. Amen. A mighty woman of God. Love me for who I am. Amen. Love me right where I was at. Amen. Love me from the pit. Amen. To the promise and to the palace. Amen. I give a shout out to my natural mother, Rebecca Butler, on this afternoon. I love her dearly. Haven't always seen eye to eye, but I was telling her the other day, Mama, you know what? You've been consistent. Amen. She's been consistent in the word of God. Amen. And her faith, amen, has never, ever, I've never seen her go a day without faith. Amen. And I love her dearly. Amen. And, you know, it took me becoming a mother to realize that, you know what? It's hard, amen, because you know what? Just like me, our children are going to do what they want to do, amen. But at some point in time, you have to trust the God that you have instilled in them, amen, to realize that, you know what? This is their life. I've given them to God. It's all good. God has never failed me. He's not going to start now. Amen. So don't be discouraged. Amen. Don't be discouraged. Keep faith in God. Amen. Continue to pray for our children. Amen. Both spiritually and naturally. Amen. Love on somebody. Don't forget to tell somebody, another mother, Happy Mother's Day. I'm getting ready to go rest my voice. Amen. I've done what thus saith the Lord. I pray that you have been encouraged. Amen. I love you with my whole heart. Enjoy your weekend. Amen. Myrtle Tree. Amen. If you're on the radio waves, I'll see you. Amen. On Sunday morning, our leadership classes start at 10:30. Amen. And our worship encounter will begin at 11 o'clock. If you're interested, if you're in the area and you're interested, amen, in coming to visit and worship with us, leave me a message. Amen. On the Blog Talk Radio website, where you can inbox me on Facebook. My name is Regina Butler Harold. That is my screen name. Amen. Or you can tweet me at MotorTree2010. You can message me there. But either way, I look forward, amen, to speaking into your ear gates. Be strengthened. Be of good courage. Amen. And be excellent in the Lord. Amen. And I look to see you back in the same place and time on Monday afternoon at 12 o'clock noon for another round of the Pioneer's Table. God bless you, and we love you.
One thing that I know, up, reveal my heart. Help me grow better because His love has made me always available. Anytime, try Him out, He'll change the life. Because I know that life it can leave you so bitter, 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 bitter. You must believe that it gets better.